This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here if you want to. You may take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into one of those if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. With us, I'm Ian.
Rich Ball.
And Chris.
And also, of course, again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we got some tech-related news tonight, which is a good night to do it because we also have Rich, a.k.a. Nobody, and Chris, who are here from Freedom Decrypted, which is a tech-oriented pro-liberty show that you guys do together on Saturdays.
That's right. Rich and I both do the show on Saturday.
So we'll try not to exhaust your show prep pile for tomorrow, because I did bring some stuff in. But on the way, you've got an update on the border device situation, Chris, and that is something that has affected me directly and has affected tens of thousands of people. Or at least they count the devices. So presumably there's like 30,000 a year devices recently that are searched at the border. And some would argue, like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, searched illegally and unconstitutionally. But there's some news about that you're going to get to coming up here in a little while. Also, we can talk about darknet markets being taken down again. Rich, you and I were doing a little bit of research on some of these takedowns last night, and TechCrunch has a pretty interesting article about one of them, which is called Wall Street Market. So we can talk about all those things, and of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. But to start out tonight, Facebook was in the news yet again, and this time, the claim is that they're going to launch a cryptocurrency. Did you hear about this?
Wow.
Yeah, I roll my eyes every time I hear about it.
You've heard about it previously?
Yeah, it's been in the news. I think at least, I don't know how long. I mean, do you guys know how long it's been in the news? It's been in the, I feel like it's been in the news for at least like a couple of weeks, if not longer.
Yeah, well, they first made noise about it during the boom.
There were rumors.
I remember there being rumors and talk, but now they're saying it's a year away.
Oh, yeah, really? So they're talking about 2020 for this Facebook coin. Is it really going to be a cryptocurrency? Well, let's get into some of the details.
And here's another question I do want to ask, because I haven't even bothered to read any of these stories, because I just think it's ridiculous. But is this actually being done by Facebook, the company, or somebody who's creating a coin and calling it Facebook for the publicity?
No. This is Mark Zuckerberg.
I can see somebody doing this.
This is making big headlines.
Okay.
This is from The Guardian at theguardian.com. Facebook is planning to launch its own cryptocurrency in early 2020, allowing users to make digital payments in a dozen countries. The currency, dubbed Global Coin, would enable Facebook's 2.4 billion monthly users to change dollars and other international currencies into its digital coins. So it sounds like they're going to also be running an exchange, at least offering just their own currency. And I'm hesitant to call it a crypto because we haven't seen the actual product yet.
Yeah, it's just going to be like Venezuela all over again.
Well, okay, what are the minimum requirements to fit your description of crypto? Because that could mean anything from a coin that involves cryptography.
Sure.
And undoubtedly they will use cryptography in the implementation of this.
You would hope.
Well, yeah. I mean, they kind of have to. But the question to me is it going to be distributed?
Right.
What happens to the coin if Facebook disappears? What happens to the coin if it forks?
I think it's fair to say it's probably got to be. There's got to be at least probably two components. One is got to be decentralized, and it's got to be distributed
in order for it to be a cryptocurrency.
I think those are probably fair.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be either of those things.
Yeah, I doubt it's going to be either of those things either. But, you know, I'm sure, like, you'll at least have to type in HTTPS in order to access the website where you like.
So it would be secure. It would be encrypted is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it would be an encrypted connection. But, right. You know, secure, I mean, if you set your password to A, you're more secure than if you didn't set your password at all. Mm-hmm. But are you secure? Well, no. I had a boss one time told me, we need this machine completely secure. I said, no problem. Give me a pair of scissors. I'll cut the network cable.
Right, because to a determined opponent with an unlimited amount of resources or near unlimited amount of resources and time, almost no system is secure. You can get the fanciest lock ever and put it on your front door, and the best lockpick, if he's got enough time, is going to be able to do something to it.
Yeah,
and that's a principle that's going to inform one of our later stories, so keep that one in mind.
I think you have to ask, you know, what are you trying to defend against, right? Because there's different circumstances where you might need, if you're trying to defend against a government entity, or so, are you trying to defend against, like, malware, like, and is that malware, even if it's from the government, is it a mass de-anonymization attack that you're trying to defend against, or is it a targeted attack? Because one, you know, you might be able to defend against, the other might be more difficult to defend against, and then the question is there valuable data on the system, or do you just need to prevent identification? Because if you just need to prevent identification, you might be able to do that even though your system's taken over.
Well, one thing's for sure, they are not going to be defending against the government with GlobalCoin, run by Facebook.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing it hand-in-hand with whatever governments.
Oh, absolutely.
And they get into it.
So the thing with security is nothing can be completely secure. So the goal is make the cost of breaking your encryption or defeating your security greater than the value of what you would receive if you did. Now, when you're dealing with the government, there's a couple problems there. The first is they place just effectively an infinite value on everything. They will kill you for a cigarette, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So they have no problem. It's not like they're going to say, well, it's not worth killing somebody over. Because, of course, to them, anything is worth killing somebody over.
Yeah.
And the other problem is marginal value. They have effectively an infinite number of dollars. So why would they say it's not worth that many dollars to do that
if
they have all the dollars in the universe?
I think the reality is that the government doesn't really have an infinite amount of money to throw at a problem.
Effectively,
but they have. Well, hold on. Let me back up. And
if they don't mind destroying the economy, they could just keep printing like Venezuela.
Yeah, right. And this is kind of the point that I'm trying to make here. They have effectively they do against a target like you and I, but they don't necessarily have it against say Russia or China or some other country that actually has
a printing press of their own.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think the question is, and even against a small country, you know, the government is not necessarily going to be willing to spend the resources in order to invade if the cost or the value of what they are gaining, if you can make it more expensive to invade than it is to actually, you know, what you'll get from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So.
Right. So it's very hard to take on an infinitely funded organization. You have to kind of not be seen.
So let's get into the dirty details of GlobalCoin, the Facebook proposed so-called cryptocurrency. They're saying that they believe that their coin could be used to buy things on the internet and in shops and other outlets, or to transfer money without needing a bank account. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and chief executive of Facebook, last month — this is your first signal that this is a very bad thing — last month met the governor of the Bank of England.
Oh, that's going to turn the crypto community on. They love them British bankers.
Oh.
Yeah, to discuss his plans. Zuckerberg has also discussed the proposal known as Project Libra with U.S. Treasury officials, and is in talks with money transfer firms, including Western Union, to develop cheap, safe ways for people to send and receive money.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is not going to be a cryptocurrency. If you get Western Union, you get the U.S. Treasury Department and the Bank of England involved to try to roll up some kind of financial product, I guarantee you, it is not going to be decentralized. It is not going to be secure. It's not going to be anything worth talking about. But it is Facebook, which is why it's worth talking about. So let's talk more about it on the way. Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at Discord. lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Rich, a.k.a. Nobody, and Chris. So, again, join us at 855-450-FREE. Plus, I want you to know about Edge Wallet. It is the wallet that I use more than any other cryptocurrency wallet, and that's because, well, it's pretty darn great. It allows
You're not just being edgy?
Nope, but it is darn good. In fact, it'll allow you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, tokens that are on Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. They've got a veteran team. They've been building wallets since 2014. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app or your Google or Apple App Store and download it there. Give it a shot. That's edge.app. As we continue here, talking about the Mark Zuckerberg project, Facebook is looking to launch its own cryptocurrency. They're, maybe it won't end up being called this, but apparently they're planning on calling it Global Coin. And
there's so many people who use globalist as an insult also that's going to be...
It's going to be right up their alley.
Wow. They're apparently marking to a group of people that I am completely unacquainted with.
Well, Facebook's been talking to the Bank of England, the U.S. Treasury Department, and apparently Western Union, which suggests to me that this isn't going to be a cryptocurrency at all. As you pointed out, Rich, you feel, I think you said, or maybe it was you, Chris, but... I think we all agreed that in order for it to be a cryptocurrency, it needs to be decentralized. It needs to be distributed. It needs to be something that the community, the people who are interested in the thing, can help operate. That's what made Bitcoin unique as far as forms of digital money was concerned. Beyond its cryptographic security and soundness, it was also decentralized, and it currently exists, the Bitcoin blockchain, which is the public ledger that backs the coin, that exists in over 10,000 locations right now. Mm-hmm. Where's Facebook's ledger going to be located? Is it going to be just in their server farms? Mm-hmm.
Mm. And if you say something they don't like on Facebook, will they lock your wallet?
You better believe them. I suspect they
That's
would.
That's frightening thought.
Just like PayPal. Will lock you down.
Yeah, you send a payment to somebody they don't like, they say, no money for you.
A report, and this is from The Guardian, by the way, a report last year said Facebook is working on a cryptocurrency that would let users transfer money using WhatsApp, its encrypted mobile messaging app. Quote, payments is one of the areas where we have an opportunity to make it a lot easier, Zuckerberg told the company's developer conference last month. He said, quote, I believe it should be as easy to send money to someone as it is to send a photo. Well, okay, I don't disagree.
It is with Bitcoin, Cash, with money.
You know, why reinvent the wheel? Because you want to control it.
Yeah,
right.
He could implement any one of these options that you just mentioned and have it implemented probably by the end of this month if they started working right now.
They've already got a payment system.
I think
they could probably have Bitcoin Cash integrated within a week, and that's what I would do if it was my project.
Right.
Make themselves a token even for it that's backed by Bitcoin Cash.
I think there's a couple other things I would add to the whole cryptocurrency definition.
Yeah.
One, there's code available, and two, the user is in control.
Thank you. Yes, of course, you would have to have the code available in order for it to be a transparent project, right?
Yeah,
you would have to.
Yeah, I think so.
Transparency is one of the key factors here.
Definitely.
Otherwise, you have to trust them that it's cryptographically secure, and that's not...
No. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Right.
You trust PayPal, right? That doesn't mean you don't have the code to PayPal. And it's basically would be the same thing.
You can't trust PayPal because you don't have the code.
Right, exactly. And it's the same thing. You're being controlled by somebody else, basically, if you don't have the code.
I trust PayPal to a certain extent, just like I trust Walmart to a certain extent. I trust PayPal to be PayPal.
They will generally deliver on their promise of transferring U.S. dollars from one person to another, unless they get a hair up their butt and decide to freeze your account.
And they haven't
astonished me.
They do it all the time, actually.
But they do astonish people.
Sex workers, used to be a big platform for sex workers way back in the day when PayPal first got started, and they kicked out everybody who basically was part of the founding, started it, basically, was involved in the beginning. And then
anything that has to do with, like, file sharing, even though it's totally legal, like donations and things like that, they've been kicked out. I mean, there's all these different groups of people who have been banned, basically, from using PayPal. So,
going on here, in order to try to stabilize, okay, here's where it gets even worse. In order to try to stabilize the digital currency, the company is looking to peg its value not just to the dollar, but to a basket of established currencies, including the U.S. dollar, the euro, and the Japanese yen. How exactly
That's
is that
not
going
a cryptocurrency
to work?
Well, I mean, the way you would do it, if you were going to do a direct implementation of that, mm-hmm. then you would have bank accounts denominated in each. And so you would be able to cash in, for example, one coin for a dollar, a ruble, and a yen, or a I don't remember what
but
the
But that means it's
were.
Centrally controlled in some fashion.
You're damn right, it's going to be centrally controlled.
Well, it would have to be centrally controlled to some extent, because
so
it has
so
to be backed. Somebody has to be willing.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that they
but what does
could
it even
do,
mean, before you go on, what does it even mean to be, and look, I'm not a finance expert, I mean, maybe this is easier than I'm thinking that it is, but like with the current so-called stable coins in the cryptocurrency world, so like, we talk a lot about Bitcoin and, you know, Bitcoin Cash and Dash and these cryptocurrencies that just sort of trade at whatever rate the market wants them to trade at, so they go up, they go down, they go all over the place. But then there are these other things called stable coins, which are usually pegged to the U.S. dollar. The supply is, to some extent, it seems, manipulated by some company or whatever, and the price stays relatively stable. It's usually at, like, 99 cents or $1.01 or somewhere in that range. If you all of a sudden you want to involve a basket of currencies, then what are you doing? Are you averaging the price of this Facebook coin based on what the price of
Cryptocurrencies go or fiat currencies go up and down too. So the dollar doesn't stay stable
versus
years.
Other things.
So basically, with a stable coin, it's easy to deal with it if the price goes too high. Okay, all you have to do is make more and sell them until the price falls.
Right.
If the price falls too low, you would have to have real assets to buy up your coin until it was up to where you want. So it would have to be backed in a way, but it could be backed in a decentralized way. There could be 100 different organizations out there that were saying that made a commitment if a silver coin falls below the price of silver, we will buy it up in expectation it'll grow again. So it's like keeping a rope taut, basically. You just have to keep exactly the right amount of pressure on the supply, but you have to have the resources to do that.
I know you want to get in, but you probably have something to say that's a little longer than
10 seconds. We'll continue when we get back.
We'll be back. So there's more on the way here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It ain't sounding like much of a cryptocurrency from all the details we know so far. The Facebook coin, a.k.a. Global Coin, coming in 2020. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is blocking Mississippi's heartbeat abortion law. The law bans most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which usually happens around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The judge wrote that the law prevents a woman's free choice. President Trump is bypassing Congress and invoking emergency authority to sell arms to Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Republican Congressman from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, is a fan of this move.
Yeah, I mean, these arms sales have been held up for far too long, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to the United Arab Emirates, one of our closest partners in the Persian Gulf region. Those two countries in particular are in a genuine shooting war with Iran. Just last week, more missiles were launched from Yemen by a rebel group supported and funded and trained by Iran.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Here, our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
AnyPay.global is your go-to source. If you want to accept cryptocurrencies in real life at your business, if you've got a mom-and-pop brick-and-mortar store and you've got a cash register, maybe you've got a tablet up there at your cash register, you're already halfway done. All you need is a cryptocurrency wallet for yourself. If you've already got that, then you're like three-quarters of the way done. This is a super easy process. All you have to do is go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and the folks at AnyPay will walk you through step-by-step. Even if you're starting from zero, even if you've never had cryptocurrency before, and we're talking about real cryptocurrencies here, not some Facebook junk, helpmetakebitcoin.com. You can easily accept Bitcoin BTC, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. I think they're up to 11 currencies right now, cryptocurrencies, over at AnyPay. So check them out at helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's super easy to do this. It is way easier than you're thinking that it is if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before. If you want to make your customers happy, if you want to be on the cutting edge, you want to be hip with it as far as payments are concerned, this is the way to go. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, we can talk more about the Facebook app or Facebook crypto, but so-called crypto, I guess we should say. But, Chris, you had a point that you wanted to drive at before we went away there.
So right now, all these stable coins are tied. They're not really crypto coins, and I think there would potentially be there may be a way to somehow make a coin more stable without actually
being centrally controlled.
Centrally controlled, yeah. And I think the way Rich and I were kind of talking about this off air here is that the way you might go about doing that is have mining, you know, the amount of coins coming out relative to the demand. So
an adjustable mining.
Yeah, some sort of factor. Adjustable mining algorithm. So that basically, if the price goes up, then if the price rises too fast, then you know fewer coins, you know, come out on the market. Basically, can be mined. And if it's going down, or no, if it's going down, you would mine.
Would the miners be as interested in a coin like that? I mean, with the other cryptocurrencies, well, you know what
probably,
the mining rewards
they
are
probably
be.
Would be because it might even be more interesting to them because you would have fewer miners when you need less miners and you'd have more miners when you don't.
The problem is would be though. I mean, depending on how you implemented cutting off mining of coins, the transactions still have to be processed.
Right.
And mining is an essential part of that. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do you get them to continue mining?
Well,
you could reduce the reward, but if the reward goes to zero, there is still the transaction.
And that's theoretically
fee.
How it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Post coins,
right? Rewards.
Yeah, right.
See, I have
whether or not it works or not, who knows? But
That's one of my concerns about Bitcoin as well, is that everybody will stop mining once we have 21 million Bitcoins out there.
I mean, it's going to be like 100 years, though, right?
Yeah, if Bitcoin hasn't been replaced by then, it'll be a shocker.
Is it going to be 100 years before
they're
done?
That's what the predictions
are. Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah, well, then it's not even my problem.
Right, yeah. It's nobody's problem. I mean, come on. Bitcoin isn't the best crypto on the market today. It's just the one that made it first, and so
right.
It's got a huge network effect. Yeah. It's been around for a long time. We can continue with more on the Facebook coin concept, but let's go to Discord, where John Bolton is on the line. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead with your thoughts.
So I was wondering if you guys had heard of Tulsi Gabbard and what your thoughts were.
She's a Democrat running for president, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's about all I know.
I'm familiar with Tulsi Gabbard. I would agree with Ron Paul that she's the best of the Democrats. I would disagree with the people who said that Ron Paul endorsed her. He didn't. But I like her stand on war. I wish she had a better understanding of economics. And, you know, of course, that's one of the big problems of our...
Then she'd be Ron Paul, right?
Right. And you see, that's one of the problems with our system is Democrats and Republicans are generally right on half of things and wrong on half of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to support any of them. But... You know, I would support her in the Democratic primary if I didn't have the opportunity to support, like, Weld or Rand in the Republican primary.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know if she's that interesting. I don't know anything
about
her.
Which doesn't mean I'll support Weld or Rand in the general because I'll probably vote Libertarian.
I mean, I would probably have to say that if it's anything like, you know, I don't remember who this was who was saying this, but some of the Democrats were saying that they were going to abolish ICE, and then after the fact... You know, they were like, oh, I didn't really mean that.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
So it turns out we need them.
ice, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of...
They should abolish them, though. That would be awesome.
They should.
I mean, but that's kind of my gut feeling when politicians talk, like, what, Republican or Democrat. I mean, they're basically
they're full of
liars. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
But the problem is, I mean, abolishing ICE while you're still blowing up people's countries... might be a bad plan because the whole blowing up of people's countries really irritates them and they might want to come here and whack somebody if we keep blowing them up. So, you know, the best, I would say that we should eliminate both the bombing of the whole damn world and ICE.
Sure. That'd be great. Now we're still in fantasy land either way. So
yes, we are.
All right. Hey, John, I'm not sure why you called to ask about this lady. I mean, what is it that you think is special about her?
I don't know. I've just seen some libertarians that like Tulsi Gabbard because of her foreign policy position on war. So I was wondering if you guys were familiar with that.
Yeah, her foreign policy position is definitely good. I guess since you're not too familiar with her, Ian, she was, I believe, a Marine But she was in one of these conflicts, and she was horrified by what she saw. And so she's been on a very, very principled, just leave the rest of the world alone kind of view. So that's what I do. I love that about her.
Thank you for the call, John Bolton. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Oh, she's also said that she would pardon Julian and Snowden.
Really?
And I think the three of them, Julian, Snowden, and... no, not Ross Ulbricht, but the one here, the trans girl.
Oh, Bradley Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea Manning, that's
okay. Okay. Well, she's already out. I mean, Barack Obama, well, she's back in jail on contempt of court. But I don't think a pardon can get you out of contempt, can it?
Why wouldn't it be able to?
I don't know. I think there's probably a whole collection of ways that you could get. I don't know.
That's an excellent question. Yeah, I've never...
So let me just say Snowden and Assange for now. I don't know what's going to happen with Chelsea, and of course she may not be in by the time the next election rolls around anyway.
18
hopefully
months
she
is
won't
the
be.
Is the maximum amount of time, so yeah, it'll be a close call.
Yeah.
Not holding my
Are
breath,
people
yeah.
like assembling outside wherever she's being held and protesting? Is there
no
anything
idea.
Going on?
I don't know. I have not. Just because I haven't seen a report doesn't mean there's nothing going on.
Right.
And I think she's being held in Virginia, but I could be wrong about that too. Just in like a jail. I think she's just in some jail.
Yeah. Well, of course they keep federal prisoners in Keene County Jail too, or Cheshire.
They sure do. Let's continue here with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. Today is the 40th anniversary of a hate crime. I was a victim of a hate crime when Governor Hugh Gallin signed a bill raising the drinking age in New Hampshire from 18 to 20, and I was one of the victims. I was 19 at the time. And I just wanted to...
So you were responsible enough to choose to drink until the bill got signed. Then all of a sudden you were no longer responsible enough to choose to drink.
As if rice are gifts from the government. I want to
stand by, Tom. We'll let you continue the story here in just a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, outlawing people between the ages of 18 and 20 or 21 from drinking just means more money for the government because they're going to keep drinking, they're going to get arrested, and then they're going to get ticketed, and they're going to pay the tickets.
And more people scared of the government, and they love that.
There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, more on this Facebook coin. The news media is calling it a cryptocurrency, but they don't know what they're talking about. So
no, they don't.
Yeah, all the evidence so far, the early details that we have on this, suggest that it is in no way, shape, or form going to be a cryptocurrency. It will likely be centrally controlled, centrally managed, centrally supply-limited. Some kind of so-called stable coin that's going to be tied to a basket of world currencies, and they're teaming up with the U.S. Treasury Department, the Bank of England, and Western Union. So it's looking pretty ugly. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. And also want to say thank you to Dan Krafzig, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. An amplifier is somebody who is a listener of Free Talk Live who decides they want to back up what we do here with a few bucks a month. $5 a month is all that we ask. He's a Gold Amplifier, which means Dan's doing $10 per month. So definitely appreciate that. But you can become an amplifier and get the perks that you receive, the benefits of being an amplifier, like access to the AMP and supporters chat rooms on our Discord. If you're still into Facebook, there's an AMP-only Facebook group there as well. There's several different perks that you can learn about by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn more and also contribute via PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin, BTC, over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you were hearkening back. You said, was it 40 years ago? That
40 years ago, I was the victim of a hate crime. And when the governor of New Hampshire, I had sent him a letter telling him not to sign it, but he signed it anyway.
Mm-hmm. This so was the raising of the age.
He didn't respect your authority.
No. You're talking about the raising of the drinking age from what was then 18. You said it raised to 20, not 21 at that time?
They raised it to 20, and then I was no longer old enough. It was later raised, of course, to 21, which is why I would like to tell you the story of the parable of Mr. and Mrs. 20. They were in handcuffs in the back seat one day, griping to the cop for being so mean. What's the big idea? We weren't even harming anybody. You shouldn't even be bothering. And as usual, the cop replied, If you don't like the laws the cops enforce, then get the laws changed. What are they supposed to do? Clone themselves so they can be more numerous on election day? You know, it's right up there with love it or leave it, when the only ones who are free to leave the country are the ones who can get permission from the bureaucrats of another country to move in.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
right.
A couple days later, members of the state legislature were walking into the joint and they found a whole bunch of dead cops and a letter that says, now repeal the underage drinking laws or this is going to continue. And the members clenched their teeth and vowed, we vow never give in. Sure enough, next morning, another heap of dead cops every morning until finally they figured it's better to lose 10% of their federal highway grants than to lose 100% of their cops. Well,
okay, so this has morphed into a fantasy. You were telling, you know, a true story earlier where New Hampshire's goon governor did increase the drinking age, and now you're sharing, you know, a fantasy of killing cops. What are you trying to say here?
I'm telling the story is, see, that evening, Mr. and Mrs. 20 were hiking downtown to celebrate the end of a hate crime. They happened to meet that cop that said, what? That was you two running that operation. What's the big idea? And they replied, well, that's exactly what you said to do. You said to get the laws changed. And the point is, that is what it would take to make most of those no-good, rotten-to-the-core punks in the New Hampshire legislature or any state legislature swallow up all of their hatred, malice, bigotry, insanity, hypocrisy, stupidity, wickedness, greed, and lies, and finally start voting for liberty and justice for all.
You're saying if enough cops died, the state representatives would change their minds?
So why would you target the cops, though, and not the politicians?
Because the politicians are only babbling and scribbling, and they have a right to their wrong opinions.
Mm. That's an interesting view. There was a rally today in Keene for I think his name's Butt Plug or something. He's a Democratic candidate, but he's a gun grabber.
Oh,
and so I wanted if I had like a Ban Guns Now T-shirt, I definitely would have stayed up and showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But the question that I wanted to ask him was, there's 160 million gun owners in America. And there are 1.5 million cops and active duty military in America. So, you know, if 3% of those, of the gun owners decide to take one cop out before they give out, before they get killed, you're going to run out of cops. What's your solution to that?
And the more cops end up, you know, being taken out in that way, the harder it is to recruit new cops.
Especially when it's something that the cops don't agree with personally anyway. Nobody wants to die for something they personally think is stupid.
Well, and how many cops drank underage? Almost all of them.
Almost
guarantee you, almost every cop has had a drink under the age of 21.
And the thing is, they're obviously willing to kill people for doing things they did when they were kids, but are they really willing to die for people doing to stop people from doing what they did when they were kids?
Yeah, I don't think violence is the solution, but I understand why people are frustrated, and I understand why the police get the blame for it, because they are the tip of the spear of the state. They are the ones who do the bidding of these politicians who get to hide in their offices in Concord or whatever state capitals that you're listening from. Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, the Del Taco, they're going to start selling meatless tacos.
Okay.
So do you like meatless tacos?
Well, I'm just, it took me a while to figure out the advertisement. It was called Beyond Meat. So I thought they were talking about organic hormone-free meat. And I kept reading it, and it says all plant-based protein, which means it's like a soy textured, like ground beef, but it's all like, probably soybean tofu based.
Huh.
So
food for the soy boys.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to sell real well out in California.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is New Mexico. No, I mean, this was advertised.
Del Taco is a Western, company, right? Like, they're out in California and stuff. I mean, it's pretty much a Western.
Mm.
Am I right about that, Del Taco? I think it is.
I haven't heard of it.
Really? Okay. I've heard of it. I've never been there, though.
Now, are they offering only fake meat, or do they have real meat, too?
Well, they do have real ground beef, but it tastes really awful. You know, it's the pink slime burger meal. That's what it tastes like.
Well, I don't know if I'm sure there's plenty of people who are fans of their food, but you know, you're going to get what you're going to get at a taco chain for the most part. You're not going to get the highest quality ingredients at your typical taco chain that's in, you know, dozens and dozens of locations. You know, if you want a good taco, you got to go to the ones, you know, made by real Mexican people who, you know how to make tacos. thank you for the call, by the way, Sarah. Appreciate hearing from you. But, you know, this is what people want. There's a fair amount of demand, obviously. I mean, Del Taco feels like they can make some money by selling these Beyond Meat products. I guess they've teamed up with some other provider. I guess, you know, whatever this company is, Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat, I think, is a big push. I think it had some celebrity endorsements. And
sounds like something celebrities would get behind.
Yeah, it sounds like they're well-funded, I guess, is my impression. This is not a grassroots thing that some hippie came up with.
Yeah, well, it could have been a hippie. Who knows? I mean, the hippies are the boomers, and some of them have done pretty well, right?
Yeah, true.
It's definitely been marketed very, very heavily here in recent, I don't know, weeks or months.
Has it?
Oh,
yeah. I've seen some. I don't catch that much mainstream media.
I don't even know where I've seen it exactly. I just know that it's been heavily marketed. They've got all sorts of endorsements, I guess, from you know, I don't know. I don't even know where from, just like endorsements all over the place. So
says here that plant-based protein is what this Beyond Meat is, and they say that naturally rich in protein, yellow peas are the primary ingredient used to create the protein in the Beyond Taco. So there you go. If you want to try a meatless taco, you might be able to do that.
Because meat is murder. Tasty, delicious, juicy murder.
What about the feelings of the plant? No one ever thinks about the poor peas.
I know. Don't they scream when they die?
That's what I've heard. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the Desert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.